Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you are an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. I am Teresa Rand, an entrepreneur, mother, grandmother, wife, and former CEO.
And I'm Jennifer Roberts, a wife, mom, and a woman who walked away from a corporate PR career to embrace entrepreneurship. Join us as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and life.
If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and to learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you.
Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other.
This is the Boss Lady Podcast. Welcome to the brand new Boss Lady Podcast. I would say the new and improved, but I'll wait and let you decide if it's the new and improved. But I have no doubt that it is going to be, not that the last one was bad, but that we are making changes. And the biggest change you heard in the introduction is that it is no longer just the Boss Lady Podcast. There are two boss ladies coming to you with their expertise, their conversations, and their opinions. And that is obviously still being me, Teresa Rand, but with my business partner now in our Boss Lady Women's Leadership community is Jennifer Roberts. So Jennifer, it's here. We're doing it.
We're here. It's live. It's real. And it's exciting at the same time.
Absolutely, it is. And Jennifer has been on the podcast many times and has actually done the podcast in my absence once or twice. So she's not a stranger if you have been listening for a while. But we have a brand new format where we're going to talk about different things and we'll share some of those that we have planned in the short term with you. But Jennifer, let's share with the listeners why we decided to do this.
I think it's the Boss Lady community has really become a place for women to be embraced, empowered, and educated. And the podcast, I really do feel, is a big part of the education of what we do. Sure, it's fun and it's conversation and it's lighthearted, but sometimes, you are going to expect to hear tips from us every single time that we come on, whether we have a guest or whether it's just the two of us talking about things in our world. We're hoping to have something that you walk away with every single week that says, hey, I could go try this. Maybe you don't try all of them. Maybe it's just one of the tips, but that's a big part of what this community is about. And we want to continue that and expand that as part of this podcast. But I would also say too, we have recognized that the podcast can go far beyond the boundaries of the geographic location where we live. And so now there's opportunities, and we're working on creating opportunities for more women to participate in the Boss Lady community.
Absolutely. And, what we've found out is, in 3 years of doing the podcast, to your point, there has been a lot of education. And that's been intentional, but it's been through a lot of different guests, which has been fabulous. And we'll continue to have guests, but not as often as I've had them. I always joke that I really like to have guests because I get tired of talking to myself. And that's what it feels like when you're recording a podcast or you're looking in the camera and you quite literally are talking to yourself. So I think by having us together, we won't have as many guests. We'll pick a relevant topic, something in business. And sometimes it'll be entrepreneurship topic. Sometimes it'll be corporate America because we've had the privilege of working in both. And then sometimes it'll be things that are generic. We're moms, we're wives, I'm a grandmother, all of those things. And that plays a big role in who we are when we show up and work, right? So it's not just all work, what we do in our family life and in our hobbies and how we play and all of those things, I think will be topics of conversation as well.
Yes, I agree. And I think this is, while it's educational, it's still meant to be a place of fun and sharing stories and experiences of how, whatever the topic is of the week, that how that's impacted our lives in some way.
Absolutely.
And how it's impacted women around us that share those things. If it hasn't hit us directly, I can guarantee you there are women in our community that whatever we talk about, whether it's personal or professional, there are going to be stories of women that have gone through it and what the other side of that looks like. And so our hope is always that you are able to take away something of value, whether it's a business tip or a personal tip or just understanding that someone else is going through the same thing that you are.
Yeah.
And so that's a lot of what the Boss Lady community is about. And so we're looking to reflect that even more so in this updated version of the Boss Lady podcast.
Absolutely. Because what we found out in our 2 or 3 years of, well, Boss Lady is 5 years old now. And what we found out, though, is women really thrive on this small community. You know, we have chapters that have no more than 12 people in them. And we found that that is where the valuable accountability, focus, goal setting, and friendships are made. But before we jump into all that, Jennifer, I'm going to back up just a little bit, because if we do have new listeners, or we have listeners that haven't listened to this particular podcast with you, tell our listeners a little bit about Jennifer outside of the Boss Lady community. I think everybody knows now we are business partners in the women's leadership community, but we also have our own separate businesses. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey that got you here today?
Yeah. So it's been a fun and exciting journey. And if you had asked me 5 years ago and said, Jennifer, this is going to be your life, I would say you're absolutely out of your gourd. There's no way that I would own a business, be an entrepreneur, and be doing a podcast with another woman. Like that's just, it was nowhere even close to on my radar. I was a corporate America girl. I was all in. I didn't know that I had an entrepreneurial bone in my body. I was all about, I spent a decade working in television news and, in local TV news, reporting and anchoring. And that is definitely a corporate environment. as much as it might not seem so, or maybe didn't seem quite as much, I think we all know in today's world that is definitely a corporate environment. Then I moved into the PR and corporate communications realm. I worked for a local healthcare system for 12 years and really loved that work. In fact, they're still clients of mine, so I still get to work with them and kind of get involved in their day-to-day life, but really do a lot of the PR marketing work with them and really learned the tricks of the trade. I also ended up getting my master's degree in strategic communications during that time as well. And for those PR junkies out there, if there are any that are listening, I'm an APR as well. So that's a lot of work went into that. And finally, about 5 years ago myself, I decided to step away from the corporate environment for a variety of reasons, some of which were family, some of which were decided for me, some of which were my husband's career aspirations. And all of those played a role into why entrepreneurship turned out to be the best thing for me, and a way that I could be more present for my family, for growing preteens and teenagers that are in my world now. So that is why I'm here. I've taken all the things that I learned in the years of corporate America, and I help small business owners and large companies apply those in their marketing, PR, and communications world. So I hope to be able to bring some of that knowledge and tips and skills, and you'll hear me talk about that in the upcoming episodes that we have. So if there's questions or comments or things that you'd love to hear about, I'd love to talk about them. Everything marketing, PR, communications, I'm here for it.
Yeah. And you know, for our listeners, Jennifer, the knowledge and the expertise that you bring around branding and communications is needed for all of us that are in business, that are entrepreneurs, or working in corporate America, because we constantly are. Communication is largely what I do when I go into companies. It's It's communication issues that I work on fixing among team members. So there's so many things that you've learned through the years that we will continue to talk about. You know, I know we have an episode coming up on storytelling. We have an episode coming up on branding. And then I will bring in my level of expertise, which is working with individuals and companies on communication struggles, not in the PR world, but on self-awareness and how do we talk to each other. I use a lot of personality assessments. I do some strategic planning with companies. Jennifer and I are doing that together here coming up soon. So both of us bring very different knowledge. I worked 30 years for a nonprofit. And I used to tell people, you know, especially my board members and employees, that the only difference between a nonprofit and a corporate is, number one, we have to we don't pay taxes and we ask our donors to give us money. But yes. We still have products to sell. We still have services to offer. We still have to pay employees. We have to pay our light bill. We have to manage a budget. You know, I had a budget of almost $15 million and 600 employees. So it was not that much different than running a business. Our financials looked a little different in how they were presented. Yes. But otherwise, it certainly has all of those things. I have a business administration degree, so I bring that to the table. So when I listen to Jennifer talk and I kind of recap my experience, I'm looking forward to sharing some of the expertise and knowledge that we use every day in our work, that we speak about, that we train on. But we also are going to talk quite a bit about community and how women, a lot of our topics will be generic for anyone, but it is called the Boss Lady Podcast, right? So yes. We will specifically talk about women and make no apologies for that.
And Beyonce said it, who runs the world?
Who runs the world? Girls. Exactly. Exactly. And today happens to be International Women's Day. So there you go. It's a great day to bring this podcast out in a different way, a different manner, where you're hearing from two women that have been there, done that for the most part, but are still learning. And we're going to continue to learn just as you do in how to be better, how to do more, and sometimes how not to do more. We'll talk about that as well. So I'm looking forward to working with you on this podcast. And I wanted to take a few moments and talk to our listeners about not only the new and improved, we're going to call it that, and hopefully our listeners will agree, but the new and improved Boss Lady podcast, but the new and improved Boss Lady community, where if you're listening to this podcast and you don't live in Daytona Beach or New Smyrna Beach, Florida, where Jennifer is, you can live anywhere in the world and still have access to our group of women and what we're bringing to the table, because we just celebrated our fifth birthday last night. We had a Woo-hoo! Local event, had a big birthday party. We've been 5 years doing this Boss Lady community, so we figured some things out. We continue to grow. And Jennifer, I'll let you tell our listeners about all the new things we have coming up that you can be a part of, even if you don't live in our community.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we've thought about on the podcast for some time, is how do we allow podcast listeners to really be a part of the Boss Lady community? And so now we're really creating an opportunity for that. So there is a brand new virtual membership offering with a Boss Lady community. So we are going to be, we do so much already on Zoom online anyway. We do a lot of our education events online. We do a variety of different things to engage. And so we're adding one critical element, those small groups, the ladder groups that Teresa has talked about so many times before, on this group that has no more than 12 members. We're creating a virtual one. And so there's an opportunity for virtual members to take part in the education that we offer, to engage on a monthly basis, just like our folks do in person, but do it virtually. And so that community building really is so important, no matter what our career trajectory trajectory is or where we're trying to go, having a safe space to talk about this is what I want to do, this is how I want to grow, and having a group of women support you in that and keep you accountable to that is critically, critically important. We see that again and again and again. And now we're creating a virtual space to do just that. So we would love for you to check out our brand new website that's all accompanying all of these new changes. So it is theladdernetwork.org. And again, you see a nod to the Ladder Groups, the Ladder Network. So you're going to be hearing a lot more about the Ladder Network and all the things that are encompassed in Boss Lady is one part of the Ladder Network. And so if you want to visit theladdernetwork.org, we'd be happy to have you check it out, take a look at the virtual membership opportunities and the things that are available there and the virtual ladder group that we'll be having as well. So all different kinds of exciting things that are coming your way, and stay with us here on the podcast. We'll continue to talk about it and share those opportunities with you.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of changes, a lot of new things coming down, coming up for us and for you as our listeners. And we're anxious to hear from you. You can go on and connect with us on LinkedIn, either Jennifer Roberts or Teresa Rand. We're both on LinkedIn. You can connect with us there. But we have a lot of good things coming up, and we really want you to be part of that. Every week when we do our podcast, not only will we have a topic, like next week, we're going to be talking about upskilling. How are you upskilling your skills? What are you doing differently in light of AI, in light of all the new technology? How are you staying relevant? And at the end of every podcast, after whatever topic we discuss, we'll be giving you real action items, things that we're going to say, okay, if this was of interest to you, here's two things, three things. We'll try very hard not to have over three. Three things that you can go do today, this week, this month, in order to implement what you've learned in these last few minutes or what you took away in these last few minutes. Because whether you're walking the dog or just going out for a jog, whatever you're doing while you're listening to this podcast or driving to work, we want it to be something that sticks with you, that helps you grow. Because our entire tagline is about growing you professionally and personally. So Jim, before we wrap up, anything else I've missed that we're going to be talking about and encouraging our ladies?
You know, I think the thing that just can't be understated as we talk about and anything we do in the Boss Lady community is just going back to community. I know for myself personally, in becoming an entrepreneur, that was such a huge change in my life. And the Boss Lady community literally held my hand through that. I got all kinds of support from a variety of women. And you don't have to be leaving corporate America to come to an entrepreneur place of entrepreneurship to benefit from that. So I think that there are so many opportunities that we can lift each other up in small community, and it just makes such a difference. I know, Teresa, you probably have experiences to share where women have been able to, you know, we're, I like to put in air quotes, leading this community, but gosh, we get as much out of it Absolutely. As the women that participate too, right? Absolutely. So we're facilitating this community is probably a better word.
Absolutely. We're facilitating. We're really the connectors, Jennifer. Right? That's how I like to think of it. We are connecting, because so often I hear about our ladies that have started doing business together, or they're now friends together, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Even on our virtual things, people are really making a connection. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Because the whole ladder theme is, if you are climbing the corporate ladder, the entrepreneurial ladder, whatever ladder you're climbing, is we want you to reach down the rungs and help those women coming behind you have the same success in life. And so often as women, we sometimes don't do that. And that's our whole premise in this group, is that you help other women climb up that ladder as far as they want to go. but that you don't close your ladder and not help other women and not support other women. That's why we have these small mastermind groups, so that we really get to know each other. So go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, the thing that I have reminded of again and again and again is, when you think about reaching, you know, down the ladder, if you will, we're not just talking, we definitely are talking about younger women, right? Younger women that are earlier in their careers, and maybe we've walked ahead of them for, you know, a decade or so. So we might have a few suggestions on what they might do, but there are so many women in transition. It's not about age. It is where you are in life. So I just quickly share that my mom is a member of the Boss Lady community, and she gets information and help and support from a variety of women of different, you know, at all different ages. And so we're all at a different journey. We're all at a different space of what we're trying to achieve. And we hear a lot from women who are approaching retirement or saying, I got to step out of what I'm doing. I got to find something else, but I'm not ready to be done. Yeah. How do I do that? And so it's not just, yes, it is reaching down with some, you know, to someone who might be younger than us, but there are so many other women that are looking to climb a different ladder than the one they've been going towards, you know, climbing up their entire career. So it really encompasses all ages and all different skills and professions, no matter where you are in your journey.
Yeah. And you bring up a great point. You know, last month, each of our ladder groups, when they meet, we give them a theme to discuss, so that we're all having the same conversation, and we will share a podcast or a TED talk or an article. And we talked about that career web last month, where people aren't just moving up the ladder anymore. They're moving sideways, they're jumping off the ladder, and then they're coming back, and all of those things. It's more like this giant spider web than it is a ladder anymore. But we're not changing our name. We just got this.
No,
so we're not going to be the
like
web. We're going to be the Ladder Network and the Boss Lady.
There's something about the Black Widow spider that I think is not the vibe we're going for with this group.
We'd have fun coming up with a brand and a logo, but that's probably not what we're going to be. So we'll stick with the Boss Lady podcast for now and the Ladder Network, and hope you'll continue to listen and be part of this amazing journey we're all on as women. So until then, we will end the show saying to you to make time to embrace, empower, and educate yourself. Until we meet again, take care.